Hello.
Welcome back. This is Mary Thaler.
And Jeffrey Edwards.
And today we have a treat. We have a special part two of our last episode.
Which is writing as scientists.
Mm-hmm. We had so much to say that it became two episodes.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about how we integrate the science or our science backgrounds into the writing process. So you mentioned this idea that, I think you mentioned that writing fiction, for instance, involves a different set of principles than writing science might. So can you talk about transitioning from one to the other or how they differ from each other for you?
Science, for better or worse, often has a specific audience, which is other scientists. And you know how to talk to other scientists and you talk to them in a certain way. With fiction, you have to talk to everyone. And so it opens up in a way that science doesn't. That's one of the differences. Here's one. Science is often looking for the general case.
Yes.
You are trying to find out how the thing that you discovered can be used and applied to other situations. You're trying to find the underlying rules.
Regularities and things like that. Yeah.
Fiction is always about the specific case.
Yes. Yeah.
You've got to go in on this character, this situation that is like no other character and no other situation that has ever existed. And you're not going to be able to apply it from one to another.
So you have to learn to move away from abstractions into something much more concrete when you write fiction.
Yes, there's a formulaic way of writing science, and that's not a bad thing. That makes it very easy for other scientists to understand exactly what you're saying because they understand the rules of science writing.
Right.
And
so a lot of science writing is in the passive voice, for instance.
Yes.
Which is actually, can be annoying to read.
<Yeah. laughs> I'm waiting. That's got to change. Even in science, we don't have to do that as
we
much as we
do. Yeah, and a lot of gerunds and things like that, rather than the active verbs of things. Mm-hmm. So I must admit, my science writing has probably changed since I started writing fiction.
Yes, I mean, when I was in grad school, my supervisor used to say to me, she knew that I was writing fiction on the side, and she'd cross out whole paragraphs. She'd say, "You're being too literary here, Mary. Just no." Stop this. This is your short story that's coming out here, and we're writing a scientific text. Too many adjectives.
Although that can apply to actual writing fiction.
Because
the same parsimony that you want for science writing is actually a strength in writing fiction, or can be.
Absolutely.
So, it's not so different. People have these ideas that writing fiction is much more flourishing than, but it's not necessarily the case.
No. you have to be lean sometimes.
Exactly, yeah.
I think what you can do in fiction and literary writing is you can break those molds, the formula and the rules for writing that structure scientific writing so much that it's, in fact, it's part of the point of what you're doing is to break out of the expected ways of writing.
So did you go through a transition period did you learn to write fiction as opposed to writing?
I mean, I've got copies of stories that I was writing back in third grade that were like little fairy tales and things like that. So I was writing fiction all my life, and then I think it was more I kind of had served an apprenticeship where I learned to write scientific writing, and the fiction was continuing along the side. And there was a time when I thought that I would mostly do science, that science would be my full-time job, and writing fiction would be for evenings and weekends, and now we've reversed that. But the fiction never went away. It was always happening.
Because in my case, it did go away. I mean,
okay.
I started off as a young man, very interested in the whole writing process, fiction and so forth.
Yeah.
And then I essentially stopped for about 25 years, writing almost any fiction at all.
Yeah.
And then came back to it. So it's a very different kind of process.
And I imagine in those years, a lot of scientific work was being done.
So I've written, you know, more than 250 papers in science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's quite a lot of production.
That is a lot. Yeah. Did you find, when you came back to the writing, had all that scientific work changed your writing?
Well, I was worried about it. It's one of the things that when I started to write, I thought, because I had heard other comments, for instance, from editors about professors and how they think they can write, but they can't.
Oh, dear. Really?
And I thought, maybe my case. I need to not too much hubris about the fact that I've written all these scientific papers doesn't mean I can write fiction.
Yeah.
So when I launched myself into this process, I thought, well, I really think I need to relearn the process of writing fiction and not be too cocky about it.
Yeah. Right? Were there habits that you had to get rid of?
The passive voice I had to leave behind.
Absolutely.
Descriptions in